This month on All Tech Considered, we look at the gap between how we portray ourselves online and who we really are. Let's start with a story of a Twitter thread that recently went viral. BuzzFeed host Tracy Clayton asked people to share photos of themselves that they had uploaded to social media. Specifically, she wanted to see photos in which they looked perfectly fine, but inside felt anything but all right. NPR's Jasmine Garst introduces us to one woman who contributed to the thread.
Monka Perconte remembers when this picture was taken. She's in the Caribbean.
And my hair is in my hands, and the water is shallow, and I'm smiling.
She looks stunning. Had you been browsing Instagram, you wouldn't have known that this was one of the worst times of her life.
I was initially diagnosed with depression and then later diagnosed with bipolar 2. It's like hating waking up, like dreading the morning.
Concerned about her daughter, her mother took her on a vacation, which is when the picture was taken. If you've spent any time on social media, you've seen these pictures of people having a better time than you. Hashtag blessed, hashtag grateful. Dr. Brian Primack is the director of the Center for Research on Media, Tech, and Health at the University of Pittsburgh.
People who feel socially isolated may be reaching out on social media to self-medicate.
Primack suspects people who are depressed often post in this way to reach out, feel they are part of the fun. He's co-authored several studies about how social media affects mental health, and he found that people who checked social media the most frequently had almost 3 times the risk of depression compared with people who checked less often. He says part of the problem is, on one level, we know these are filtered, curated photos, but
you know, these are real people, so you feel like this is very much real life. You know it's not a Jose Cuervo ad where the people are getting paid to put on smiles. You know, these are people that you actually know.
So what comes first? Do you reach out more on social media because you're depressed? Or do you get more depressed because you spend more time there? Dr. Primack doesn't know, but he suspects it's a cycle.
That reaching out might then only serve to increase the perception of social isolation, which then leads to more social media use, etc.
I asked Conte why she posted that picture of herself smiling on the beach, and she gives me a different reason.
It was like a celebration of the not crappiness of that moment. And it's almost like trying to get back into the groove of like normalcy in the midst of depression.
It captured the way she wished things could actually be. But she gets the irony of going on this platform in which
everybody seems happy and productive and accomplished and beautiful. And it's like, I am none of these things right now.
And back then, she didn't feel any of those things. Now, she says things are different. She talks openly about her depression on and offline.
Hey, this is what I'm going through. This is how I'm trying to work on it and live with it and cope with it. This is how I think it's affecting you. And this is how we're going to try to like move forward with all that in mind.
Breaking a cycle, really, truly getting back into the groove. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.